time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right, attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Someday has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll.
Foxy! Do you want?
In my direction, thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day.
All right, the situation today is I'm hot, slightly anxious, and lucky as heck to have the guy worldwide known for all the antidotes to that stuff, okay? So welcome to the show. Guys, I'm Debbie Nigro. If you haven't heard me before, wow, you're in for a trip. I take everything you're supposed to know, chuck it out the window, find things I think you should know about, and bring you the best personalities, the biggest brains, with the best attitude. We have a lot of fun here. I always put the, you know, live back and alive, and it's hot. And people are struggling, not only through the crazy weather lately, but also the crazy world we live in. You know, we got to admit, things feel a little whipped up. And maybe it's just not us. Maybe this has gone on for centuries, over centuries. Every century and every generation has its own challenges. You know, ours just get reflected louder these days because everybody knows your business, because everybody announces their anxiety on social media and beyond. So, you know, the world's challenging. What to do, what to do. I kind of like erring on the side of what did people do before, like years ago, centuries ago? What was the answers? Where are the answers? Are they written in hieroglyphics inside some tomb in Egypt? I think so. And you know, I got a guy. I always got a guy or a girl. I got a guy who went in there. He read the hieroglyphics, came back, made a whole book about essential oils. We're going to have a great show today. This is an honor to have in studio with me today a guy who I met through another guy. I actually have an insurance guru who, thank goodness, Tarek Morad came into my life. And every time I had a question about anything with insurance, I would call Tarek, you know, and I came to love him, and I was like in his office, and he was talking about his baby, and I got all my friends going to Tarek. Actually, a good girlfriend of mine turned me on to him. He saved my life when it came to choosing the right insurance policy. So one day he says to me, "Hey, Debbie, I have this amazing friend of our family. He's quite the genius man, and he's like the world's expert on essential oils. Would you be interested in knowing more about him and maybe having him on the show?" I'm like, well, who am I to turn down a world expert on essential oils, right? So then I get to know a little bit more about Dr. Nadeem Shaff, and I'm like, wow, I'm like a guru following the guru. I have had him on the show before, maybe one of the more fascinating guests I've had in my career on the show. So he's joining me back again today. Let me just tell you why I brought him on the show today. It's I try and tie things in to timely needs and information. There was a story I heard about a day or two ago about how books about anxiety and finding happiness are flying off the shelves in Barnes & Noble. Like, hello, we have a problem. It was a bigger amount of anxiety books than usual. So much so that ABC and all the major news outlets were doing stories about it, right? So, and I'm sorry to make you anxious about this because anxiety is trending, so I don't want to add to that, but I have a solution or two or three. Anyway, store shelves tell you a lot about human behavior. I always notice when I've gone through a supermarket or I've gone through a drugstore, the aisles that are starting to expand and the aisles that are starting to shrink. So I started noticing, of course, you know, the natural things were expanding, and my CVS has bigger aisles with, you know, natural candies and nuts and non-GMO foods, and even like chickpea cheese puffs, okay? I mean, they're trying to get my attention. So this is happening in bookstores as well, and the numbers are loud, okay? Barnes & Noble said book sales in the anxiety category rose 26% over the last year. That's a very big thing. So what to do, what to do? Well, people are focusing on their emotions more and looking for help. That's a really good thing. It means that the stigma is sort of off, Maybe in years past, no one would have ever gone into a bookstore and, like, even looked in the anxiety aisle because they would think they were anxious and that would reflect badly on them. So mental health is something we're talking about. Yay. It's a huge problem. It's a bigger problem than many of you even realize. You know, having come from a family with a nice little gene that hurt a lot of people in that category, I've witnessed firsthand the challenge of trying to help people through whatever the heck their brains are challenged with. And by the way, we're all a little broken, okay? Just let me tip you off. We all have a little something that's off that you keep to yourself. But the anxiety thing is something we're talking about. And people are also searching for happiness. I don't know that they thought they'd find it in Barnes & Noble, but that's where they started, okay? So my guest who's coming up this hour, and we're going to spend the entire time with him. I always do an opening of the show, so I didn't get him going with you yet. But he actually went all over the world and spent 25 years getting and gathering the information about therapeutic essential oils and nutrients that have for centuries made a difference in the world and in people's lives. So I said, you know, maybe he's got something about in his book about anxiety. And sure enough, I have done enough reading to know there's a particular essential oil called neroli oil that works very well for anxiety. How do I know this? Because, I don't know, I'm an information nut job. And I actually saved an article, and it was from Woman's World, which I picked off the supermarket shelf at some point, I guess earlier in the month or last month. And they were talking about neroli oil for the purpose of helping anxiety. You're supposed to carve out two 5-minute breaks every day to relax and enjoy the aroma. Now, I happen to have, thanks to Dr. Shath, the last time I met him, he gave me a couple of jars, if you will, of essential oils for the purpose of, you know, aromatherapy, smelling, calming down, you know, zooming up, whatever I needed at the moment. Do you know I have used these things regularly since he gave them to me? And I sometimes forget I have them because I have them in a drawer and they're next to my bed. But to calm down, I have actually had this work. So I know that neroli essential oil also reduces hot flashes. Hello, girlfriends. As much as 25%, according to some of the latest evidence. And neroli is very sweet. It's got like a floral aroma and it calms the anxiety center of your brain. And when your anxiety level drops, your brain's temperature control rises, and then, you know, everything works out. So there are every kind of oil that exists in the world, essential oil, does something beneficial for you that you probably don't know about. So I guess I should say, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to my guest today, Dr. Nadeem Shath. He's a PhD. He's brought with him another show and tell book, which it's the same book. It's got a better cover or something. I don't know. I love this book. It's on my coffee table. Everybody who comes to my house spends time with it. I can't wait to show it off because it's so magnificent, not only in its information, but its beautiful pictures. He's got this, he's got everybody whipped up now. He's getting all kinds of awards for this book, which I posted the names of his awards online, like amazing, beautiful, which is a huge award, bronze medal in the book design contest, the 2018 PubWest book design contest, and he got another award for the 2017 Forward Indie Award. I think it's called the Forward Indie Award for the body, mind, and spirit category. And so he is actually lowering the price of the book, which at first I was like, wow, this is a really big book. How do you even mail this through Amazon? This is crazy. This weighs more than me. Hard to believe. And then also, you know, it was expensive. So yeah, that plus the shipping, and you know, people like deals, and maybe that was going to be. So anyway, he's done so well with this, he's able to lower the price of the book, and I just want to recommend it as the greatest gift of all time for anybody you know in your life who might actually be interested in this, which is almost everybody these days. Okay, natural remedies. Went around the globe with an award-winning photojournalist named Thomas Hartwell, scouring for those time-tested natural remedies that were recorded in early days, and again, etched on temple walls, handed down orally. I don't think anybody did podcasts back then, but if there were podcasts, he'd have found it and heard it and shared it. Anyway, he met with farmers, he met with scientists, he met with industrialists, healers, historians, and they all had uncovered ancient treasures of natural healing practices and ingredients, and so he chronicled all their discoveries across time, across geography. He analyzed dozens of ingredients and techniques using all the modern instruments we have now, and he started to catalog the data in a very practical way. So now it's not only a great coffee table book for the consumer, but it's an absolute definitive reference manual for practitioners who are in the field of aromatherapy, essential oils, and perfumery. And it's a guide for everybody interested in natural healing and reversing the trends caused by the environment, and our over-reliance on all the things we over-relied on. So, yes, it will calm your anxiety. You will feel better after listening to the next segment of my show and beyond. Stay tuned. The infamous, world-famous essential oils guru got him out of the caves for this. Dr. Nadeem Shath coming up next.
Republican candidate for governor, actually endorsed by the Republican Party of Connecticut, Mark Boughton. It's because Mark Boughton is a rock-solid conservative leader who will take his experience and success as mayor of Danbury to turn around all of Connecticut. The only candidate for governor ready to lead us out of the Molloy mess on day one, Mark Boughton.
With everything I've experienced in life and achieved as the mayor of the city of Danbury, I know a comeback is possible for Connecticut. But we have to change the way we do business. The state income tax makes Connecticut less competitive and less affordable. My bold plan, remake state government and eliminate the state income tax. If we can do that, we'll create more job opportunities and improve the quality of life for our families. The Connecticut comeback. That's why I'm running.
On Tuesday, August 14th, vote conservative Republican Mark Boughton for governor. Paid for by Boughton for Governor. Michael J. Picaro, treasurer.
I'm Mark Boughton, and I approve this message.
Oh, 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 visit CVS.
Get $10 in Extra Bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more, only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Have a great hair day with select dry shampoo and any Shea Moisture hair care. Buy one, get one 50% off. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weeklyad for details.
Oh, 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 visit CVS.
Hi, my name is Montgomery Delaney, and I'm an attorney with experience as a trial lawyer in serious personal injury matters, criminal cases, and matrimonial disputes. I've served as a United States Marine, a New York City police officer, a teacher, a coach. I'm also a father and a grandfather. I practice law as a vocation, not as an occupation, which means that the well-being of my clients is very, very important to me. I hope that you never need me. But if you or someone you love does, you can visit my website at 4delaney.com. That's the number 4, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y.com. Or you can call me at 914-615-9595. I look forward to you never, ever needing my help. But if you do, 914-615-9595.
Radio host and food writer Kate of Intoxicate.com. If you're always on the hunt for the new local hotspot, tune into my show, Fork This with Intoxicate, Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. I'll be chatting with local chefs, cookbook authors, mixologists, brewmasters, and more, everything to tantalize those taste buds. Tune in to Fork This with Intoxicate every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Debbie Nigro, how you doing today? Always the elite to the street here on the show. Fun ride to the news of the day. And the news this week is that anxiety is trending, the booksellers can tell. And so to solve that problem, I brought in the big gun, big brain, on how to solve a lot of human nature's problems and humans' problems by using what has been used throughout history, plant-based cures. Really unbelievable. The use of plants to cure diseases and soothe the body has been practiced throughout history. That's a quote from my brilliant guest in studio, Nadeem Shath, PhD, who has written and gotten many awards for his amazing book called Healing Civilizations, The Search for Therapeutic Essential Oils and Nutrients. Hi, Doc.
Good morning.
You don't look anxious at all today. What are you sniffing?
Yeah, there are a few that sniff some stuff, but...
I talked about neroli oil. I read that it's a great essential oil to calm people down, to reduce their anxiety. Is that something that you would recommend to people?
Highly recommend. I actually went through a couple of procedures recently. I mean, as simple as colonoscopy and endoscopy.
That'll make you anxious.
They put you under.
I know.
So
good stuff.
You're very anxious.
Not after the stuff.
And trust me, I had neroli oil with me all the time.
Tell me something. How do you use a neroli oil that's effective?
Yeah. Neroli oil is like all essential oils. You can put them in a massage blend, in a jojoba, let's say, and then get massage your body. You can just sniff them off the bottle. You can just put a drop on your hand and sniff it throughout the day. You can put it on a handkerchief or a cotton swab and smell it. You can put it on a blotter. Of course, a diffuser at home is beautiful. You know, they sell those diffusers, and you can just put the oil in there, and it diffuses throughout the day.
Can anybody get too calm from doing that?
Not really. Now, we're not medical doctors here, but we're practitioners, we're scientists. And I just want to mention a few things. Now, if you remember last time when we talked about Cleopatra.
Love her.
Yes, and she
had some serious essential oils that took down like an entire empire. I'm like, I'll have what she was having.
She did. She took both Julius Caesar and Mark Anthony with the jasmine, which was an aphrodisiac.
She took them down with jasmine. Yeah.
I mean, Mark Anthony left his Roman Empire and went with her on the boat back to Egypt and stayed with her until he was assassinated, basically.
Because of the jasmine.
Because of the jasmine, he left everything behind.
She soaked her sails, didn't she?
And she soaked the sails with that.
Wow.
You know the story.
I know the story.
But another thing that she used was neroli oil, and she used it for depression and anxiety, which Mark Anthony had plenty of.
Really?
After he left his empire, and they were calling for him to return, and then eventually they invaded Egypt to get him, and they killed him. And that's, by the way, when the Library of Alexandria was burned, and that's when Cleopatra herself committed suicide, knowing that her lover had just been killed. Anyway,
well, that's an anxious story, Doc. Dr. Nadeem Shath.
Let's get to anxiety
now. I want to talk about why you know the answer to this.
Sure.
To my audience, you have traveled all over the world for 25 years, talking to scientists and industrialists, and you've gone in the caves and read the hieroglyphics. Really did that? You really did
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it was to find whatever the world knew about plants. Mm-hmm. That were used for medicinal purposes. Is that correct?
That is correct. And
where does neroli oil come from that calms everybody's anxiety? That's number one, because this is a big topic this week.
Neroli, it comes from the bitter orange tree. And the bitter orange tree grows in a lot of places, but commercially, it's mostly in North Africa. You find it in Egypt, in Tunisia, and Morocco, a little bit of Algeria. You also find it in some of the African islands. As in Madagascar. And basically, this is a flower that is on the bitter orange tree, which blooms for only 3 weeks in the year, in the month of April. Just in those 3 weeks, if you're asleep, you lost the season completely. And you pick those flowers and you steam distill it. And when you steam distill it, you extract the essential oil, the heart of the flower, and that is the neroli oil.
It's very expensive. Yeah, because for 3 weeks
expensive.
A year, you've got to catch that sucker.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You can. It's like supply and demand.
Exactly.
How did somebody know that was the essential oil that calmed anxiety? Who discovered that?
That came from historical evidence. Basically, the writings of Cleopatra, she talked about neroli oil, and in the Bible it was mentioned, and in a lot of... I'll get to that in a second. But I just do want to tell you that another beautiful oil for anxiety is lavender oil. Now, lavender oil sort of induces sleep and calm and relaxation. So these two oils are my favorite oils, and I take them with me wherever I go.
Really? So should people be carrying these oils around with them?
Put them in a small, a small bottle in your pocket every once in a while once you get stressed. Now, stress and anxiety, this is something that we have to deal with today. I mean, it's the ailment of the century at this point, because, you know, we lead a stressful life. I mean, work, at home, in the road, and then if you think about it, I mean, you're smelling gasoline and air pollution and synthetic stuff throughout your day. I mean, from even your shampoo and your conditioner and underarm deodorant and your insecticide and your pesticide and your cologne, they contain a lot of synthetic stuff, and they will stress your system, and then your immune system is shot, basically. And so the way to rejuvenate is to be using essential oils and a lot of other practical things.
Okay, how many sniffs? I know this is a dumb question, but, you know, for example, you have here, you brought the neroli oil, you have other oils too.
Right.
So you have this little jar.
Right.
Is there, like, can you oversniff an oil?
Certain oils you could. I mean, you know, cinnamon is one that can be oversniffed. And neroli and lavender, really, what I normally do is I would dilute whatever oils that you buy with a solvent and a carrier, such as jojoba, such as olive oil, safflower.
So it's not so potent.
So that it's not so potent.
Okay, so last time I was talking to you, you said 10 inhalations.
Right.
I actually counted so that, you know, when I want to calm down.
How did you feel?
Calm.
Okay.
I think I was calm.
Very good. Very good.
So for anxiety, you have lavender.
Right.
You have neroli oil.
Rose is also an excellent one. Bergamot is also one. Frankincense and some of the citruses. And even, you know, citruses such as lemon, lime, orange, grapefruit, mandarin, tangerine, all of those will induce some calm to you. But calm and anxiety is, I mean, obviously it's not going to be treated just by essential oils. Essential oils is definitely a very important component of it.
What about parents of children who are hyperactive?
Right.
Are there any essential oils that calm the children?
I would consider lavender a very good one for calming the children. And that is, that people have used cedarwood for that. And they've also used some sandalwood for that.
What about calming babies who
Babies, you know, the most important
crying.
One is fennel. Fennel is for colicky babies. That's very well known.
The aroma?
The aroma of fennel.
Really?
That, yes. It's called gripe water. So you can buy that in a pharmacy, actually. Gripe, G-R-I-P-E. If you buy that, that will calm the baby down. Fenugreek is excellent for lactation. I mean, there is a lot. Essential oils are active ingredients. There's been a study done at Ruhr University in Bochum in Germany, in which they said that, you know, essential oils actually penetrate your blood-brain barrier, and therefore they will change biological functions in your body, including blood pressure, your heart rate, your perspiration rate. A lot of things are changed because of the essential oils that you inhale, and therefore you would expect changes based by using essential oils.
How many more people are catching on to this? I mean, this, you know, there are people who will poo-poo and say you're foo-foo about this essential oil. I mean, they're the hardcore, you know, follow the book of medicine. You kind of like the combination of current medicine and old world knowledge like this.
Yeah.
I know you have a PhD.
Yes.
You got your BS in chemistry from the University of Alexandria in Egypt, and your PhD in organic chemistry from the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then you were over here. You were at the you were part of the chemistry faculty at the State University of New York at Purchase, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were the chairman.
I was.
Oh, somebody must have trusted you. Oh, this is big news. I know you founded a company called Cato Worldwide Limited in Mount Vernon, New York, my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alpha Research and Development was also in White Plains, still is, and you're the president. And what you do, from what I remember about you and all our wonderful conversations, is now you're more of a consultant. You used to have actual factories around the world
right. For
sourcing essential oils. I mean, you were the guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what do people come to you for now?
Well, actually, I still, we have two separate plantations in both Egypt and Tunisia. And Tunisia produces rosemary oil, which is one of the most beautiful oils.
And what's that good for?
Rosemary is an excellent for depression also.
Really?
It's used, of course, for stomach problems if used internally, but mostly it is done in massage oils. It's perfect in blends for calming. Now, we also have, from Egypt, we still produce neroli, and we produce jasmine, and we produce geranium, and we produce chamomile blue and violet leaves. There's a series of oils that... So people come to me for the essential oils.
It's very big business.
And
right
to answer your question, that business is a multi-billion dollar business today.
Multi-billion dollar?
Multi-billion. And,
mm-hmm. With or without clinical trial results or evidence. Mm-hmm. Is there a lot of clinical evidence to what you're saying here? I would think not.
Well, we have to be very careful, okay? Clinical evidence, I mean, that gets into the FDA and the medical field, okay?
Right.
So there's a lot of data that is being generated today, but not enough to say, okay, this is the drug that you're going to take to reduce high blood pressure. Or this, I mean, we know that hibiscus will lower your blood pressure. There are PhDs written on hibiscus lowering your blood pressure, very low. And however, you really can't make that medical claim as you would do with the other drugs. So this is the dichotomy that we have today. We have sort of separated the physical illnesses that the ailments that we have from the psychological ones. Okay.
Last I looked, my brain was attached to my body. Yours too. So why the continental divide between the brain and the body all these years? Right. You're a smart guy.
I think brains is another organ of the body. So when you take a blood pressure pills to lower your blood pressure, or cholesterol pills, or even for whatever ailment, I mean, your kidneys not functioning, your liver,
diabetes,
all of those. These are organs, and your brain is also an organ, and we somehow have been shy from addressing that, and we're almost talking about it as a taboo. Absolutely not. Brain is an organ in the same way as your heart is. It's the same way as your kidney and your liver, and they should be addressed. There's no shame in going and seeking advice for that. But you may not want to go directly to a doctor and he will or she will describe a medicine. There are many things that you can do before that. It includes lifestyle changes. It includes exercise. It includes breathing properly, breathing deeply, laughing, seeking people's help. A lot of things that you can do. And, of course, essential oils and massages and the therapeutic things that the ancient civilizations have used throughout centuries.
Your voice is very calming. I feel like laying down, but I'm not because I'm alive on the radio. Dr. Nadeem Shath, he's the world's expert on essential oils. Thought I'd bring him in today because we have a big problem with anxiety in the world, as evidenced by the latest news reports that sales of books about anxiety and how to cope with it have risen extremely high, 26% over the last year at Barnes & Noble. Also rising is people's interest in books for finding happiness. 83% increase in books looking to find happiness. I guess they thought they'd find it at Barnes & Noble, but it wasn't there. So we're going to come back, and I want to know if any of these essential oils actually make people happier, because that would be a good thing to know. And then you've brought some show-and-tell stuff, like something that's called myrrh oil, and something that's called black cumin seed oil. I want to know what they do. You have a picture of pomegranates. I don't know what that does. But apparently all these things that you know from traveling the world are going to help everybody else. Come on back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. We have an air quality alert that will go into effect 11 this morning to 11 tonight. Mostly sunny, another hot, humid day, isolated afternoon, thunderstorms, 85 to 90. A few showers, thunderstorms tonight, some locally heavy downpours, mild, muggy, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, very warm and humid, 85 to 90, and partly sunny, warm, less humid, 85. Thursday, mostly sunny, pleasant, Friday, 85. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackman on 1490 WGCH.
You know, I've seen a lot of people starting to have these weddings in the middle of the week. Have you caught this? I know it's wedding season and people love to have great events, but I can't believe people get married on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, and I guess any time of day you want. And that's what's happening up at the Castle Hotel and Spa. Believe it or not, they were written up recently as one of the best wedding venues and also the most reasonable, because you could throw a wedding for, like, you know, hardly any money and still have it be magical. Yes, like the prince and princess should. So I don't know if you've been there recently or if you have a great event coming up that you want to celebrate, or a great birthday or somebody you want to honor, or people coming to town or whatever. They are definitely a must check out location. Like, my daughter will have a baby, we'll have a christening. Of course I'm going to go over there and see what they've got. Castle Hotel and Spa is in Tarrytown, New York, and this is the magical time to go there because they're at the highest point overlooking the Hudson Valley, at the highest point that you could have a vantage point from. They have beautiful grounds, terrific food, lovely cocktails, and terrific people. Check it out, castlehotelandspa.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and boy, do I have a deal for you. The deal with this deal is that you get both a breast and a whole wing when you choose my new 100% white meat KFC $5 fill-up deal. You also get dealt mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink with this here deal. I can't keep dealing this deal forever, though, so you have to go to KFC soon to get the two-piece all white meat $5 fill-up, because it's only available for a limited time. Deal? Deal. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Tax extra. Prices may vary. Size may vary by location. Extra charge for breast piece and size substitution may apply.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
WGCH 1490. Hi, I'm Lisa Wexler. Join us every weekday on this station between 4 and 6 o'clock p.m. Hey, if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. We're listening to what's happening in our community, and we want to hear from you as well. We talk politics, science, and the arts. We consult with experts, and we want your opinion. So join us every weekday on Lisa Wexler right here at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
This music's calming me down. Thank you, Bob, my trusty engineer. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. How you doing today? Trying to keep you cool and calm, and especially in light of the latest news when it comes to anxiety, that people are, like, searching like crazy for workbooks and toolkits for trying to cope with anxiety. Book sales on the topic are up a load at Barnes & Noble, and people are also searching for happiness, like trying to lower the anxiety and figure out how to be happy. I know. It's the age-old question. You're probably happy right now. You just don't know. You think it's something else. Anyway, in studio today, the great honor of Nadeem Shaff, PhD. He's my go-to guy when it comes to essential oils. He's the guru known around the world for being probably the best versed in this, having spent his entire life searching, interviewing, talking to scientists and chemists and traveling the whole world looking for secrets of the past and, you know, rereading stuff etched on temple walls. And I don't know what else they handed him, all the information. People have had the knowledge, and it's important to keep it going and pass it on and perfect it. So welcome back, Dr. Shaff. How are you today?
Very good.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun. It's great to be with you.
It's amazing how much you know. And that the world now is coming to you and others to learn. You started to say this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and that you can't even believe, since you wrote this book or compiled this 25-year magical book of it's a coffee table book with gorgeous photography, and it's from all over the world. It names every single ingredient, essential oil, so it's not only for consumers but for those in the industry as a guide. Ever since this came out, which was what, last year?
In the middle of last year.
Everybody in the world is calling you. Who's involved with essential oils?
I wish everybody in the world,
mostly,
but a lot of people in the world are, and
yes,
are very interested. And this field is really expanding dramatically.
What are they asking you? What are you hearing before we get to the show and tell stuff you brought? What are you mostly getting asked for? What are people coming to you to get done? Tell me.
They of course want to seek essential oils that are authentic. And so my answer to them is that you really need to go to the source. If India does sandalwood, that's where you get it from. If Egypt does jasmine, that's where you get it from. If Tunisia does rosemary, that's where you get it from, etc. In the United States, peppermint comes from Washington State, the Yakima Valley and the Madras Valley and the Willamette Valley. The best peppermint in the world comes from there.
What does peppermint grow on?
It's a leaf, and it's a leaf.
Is it a bush or a tree?
It's a bush. And basically...
Did you know that, Bob?
No, you're, okay. I'm learning stuff here.
Okay, because I don't, you know, I don't mind asking dumb questions on behalf of myself, but...
Yeah, you probably...
Hate when it's just me.
Helping me, too.
Just hate when it's just me asking the dumb questions. Peppermint is a bush.
And it goes, and it grows in India, it grows in South America, and it grows in the United States, and that's something we use for relaxation. Peppermint is to really give you some boost, and you put it in your tea, and it's good for the stomach, and it's a fantastic herb. And so.
So people are calling you for authentic oils. Okay,
right.
So do you source them, and then is that part of your business? You source the oils?
Well, I'm only focused on the plantations that we have in Egypt and Tunisia. These are the only two sources which I bring mostly essential oils.
Do you go there and check the plantations?
Twice a year, and I'm going to head out in October, and I spend the whole month. The jasmine season is...
There's a jasmine season?
That's exactly... Well, I tell you, the jasmine season is one that you might never want to miss.
And tell me again what jasmine does to you.
Jasmine is an aphrodisiac, okay?
No wonder everybody celebrates over there for a whole month. Holy cow! Does anybody go to sleep during jasmine season?
The jasmine is picked in the middle of the night only. So it's only from midnight till 8 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
Because the yield of the oil is much less during the day. The sun will evaporate it. In addition, the sun will release enzymes in the plant, and those enzymes will change the aroma itself. They produce things like scatol and indol, which give you negative notes in the jasmine.
So people are out with, like, miner's hats with lights on at night?
They have some lights in the field.
Really?
And then you actually go into a field in the middle of the night. It's kind of spooky.
This should be a television documentary.
I have some beautiful pictures, and it's in my...
No, this should be, I want to go in the fields in the middle of the night in the aphrodisiac land for a month. I want to see what goes on with that.
And it's mostly girls.
Does your wife come with you?
She does.
She better. During aphrodisiac season, that could be dangerous.
Right,
honey, I'm going on a business trip. Where are you going?
That'd be a vacation tour up for that sort of thing.
Right. So jasmine, of course, is very expensive, and the reason for that, it takes about 8 million flowers of the jasmine to produce 1 kilogram of the oil that we sell.
You gotta be really patient,
so
people.
You pick them. Girls will pick them because the boys are rough, and they will break the flower, and once you break the flower, the enzymes will attack. So it has to be done very delicately. They're usually wearing beautiful clothing, and they're singing in the middle of the night. And so you go into this haunting place, and it is really a very, very lovely place to be in.
I would go on that field trip with you.
Yeah,
I would really like to see that.
I've been taking a lot of my
thing.
Friends
really?
and customers to show them how those things are done.
Amazing. Will you take a little video for me, and so I can show it on the show, of the girls singing in the fields at night?
I may have something on my...
I'm going to post it. It's very special.
www.healingcivilization.com. And that's where you can get my book, and that's where you can see a lot of that information. And there's a beautiful video in there that you might find interesting.
Cool. Curious.
Yes.
So you're telling me that, and I want to see what these other things you brought
right.
up, but jasmine, you're saying it's very expensive. So
right.
who would buy it, and how much does it cost? And are they perfume companies?
And anybody who makes a perfume, I mean, you really almost cannot make a beautiful perfume
without jasmine?
Jasmine.
What's your favorite girl perfume, female perfume that you've smelled based on your nose and what you know about essential oils? Just what appeals to you?
You know, the classical one is Chanel No. 5.
And what is No. 5?
Number 5 has a lot of jasmine and
there
has some
go.
rose. I mean, so this has been withstanding the years as being the number one fragrance in the world. There's a lot of fantastic fragrances. My book, my work really, when I traveled with Tom Hartwell around the world, was that we were tracing three of the ancient travelers, which is a Marco Polo, who took his Seidenstrasse, or the Silk Road, and basically from Rome to the Ottoman Empire, to Palestine, to Bukhara, to India, to China, and that's the Silk Road. And he witnessed that the silk was coming through to the Europeans, and they were buying it and they would pack the silk with patchouli. And patchouli became like the fragrance or the aroma of the riches because of those
association with the silk.
With the silk.
Right.
Right. Now, later on in the 60s in America, it became the hippie oil.
Right. What does patchouli make you do if you...
Patchouli is a wood...
As an oil.
Is a woody note.
But what does it do to your senses?
It is...
Calm you down, whip you up.
It actually is an upper, a little bit of an upper. It makes you...
Hyper?
Not hyper, but a kind of ready to face the world.
Bobby, do you need some patchouli?
if you're down, you need the patchouli helps a lot.
I need neroli to calm my anxiety, and Bob, you need patchouli in the morning to whip you up with me.
There are uppers and there are downers in essential oils because, remember, the essential oil passes through your blood-brain barrier and therefore will affect your physiological properties. That is very active in the body. So it can go up, it can bring you down, and so you have to know what you're doing. And that's why we write books, so that people will follow that.
Can anybody overdose on essential oils?
When you say overdose, I mean it can be irritating to the skin.
Okay, but not to...
No. Because really, I mean, very few people will ingest the essential oil. I mean, you can have bergamot coming from an Earl Grey tea. You can.
What is bergamot?
Bergamot is again, that's a relaxing one. This is one of the top oils that is combats stress.
Bergamot.
Because bergamot is from the citrus family. It comes from Italy, from Bergamo, and this is one of the most beautiful oils because it's not only citrusy in nature like orange and lemon and lime, but it is also floral like jasmine and ylang.
So how come you can have bergamot tea but you can't have jasmine tea?
Oh, no, you can have jasmine tea, but jasmine tea will make you, will freshen you up, whereas the bergamot tea might relax you a little bit.
Yeah, you got to be careful of your teas. All right, what is the black cumin seed oil here, and what is the myrrh?
The myrrh oil, according to the Gospel of Mark, Jesus was given a myrrh and wine when he was during crucifixion. And they must have known that that myrrh is an antiseptic. Today we know that myrrh is an antiseptic. It will cool the wounds and treat the wounds and heal them. So myrrh is a lovely, lovely oil. I mean, here you can smell it. It has a woodyish kind of note, and it's just... that's a functional kind of oil.
Okay.
According to the Gospel of Matthew, of course, the three wise men gave Jesus, the baby Jesus, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So this is going back, you know, to ancient times and how they used it for treatment.
Wow.
So black cumin seed is an excellent...
I'm gonna smell this black cumin seed oil.
It doesn't...
Nothing's going to happen, is it?
Yeah, no, that doesn't have too much of an aroma. The black cumin seed is actually a fixed oil, not an essential oil. And it is one that is excellent for the immune system. And that is, it is great for coughs, for colds, for respiratory problems, for bronchitis.
The problem is remembering what's good for what, Doc.
Well, that's...
I mean, I know, but you can't carry this around. It weighs 600 pounds. Isn't there some, like, thing you could put up? Because I love what I'm learning from you, and I'm sure everybody else is catching on, too. It's just trying to remember what you're supposed to sniff at the moment you're supposed to sniff it. Isn't there something we could come up with that's like for like a spice rack with these things?
I mean, I have, you know, just very quickly. And if you go into the website, you'll see that if you have an ear infection, you can put garlic. If you have coughs, you use oregano. You use black cumin seed. If you are worried about lactation for when you're nursing, then you use fenugreek. Gripe water for fennel. You use fennel. Bad breath, of course, cardamom and parsley. Fluid retention, you use grapefruit oil, insect repellent.
Wait, go back to fluid retention. I'm bloated.
Okay.
What do I need? Grapefruit oil?
You need grapefruit oil.
And what do I do? Rub it on myself, bathe in it, sniff it?
You could rub it on your skin, yes, and especially in parts where there's a lot of cellulite. And
how'd you know? That was
okay.
Hidden.
No suggestions.
That was hidden, but okay, good guess. To Diablo. And, you know, I'm noticing that this week, in general, there's just a lot of humidity, and people are having trouble coping with so much humidity.
Right.
And that people, you know, they don't cool down as readily when there's so much moisture in the air. Is there something for that could cool your body down?
Usually the mints are wonderful for that. So peppermint, spearmint are excellent for cooling down.
You must be like bigger than a rock star. You're like sought after, you're like the Elvis of essential oils. You know that, right?
I love Elvis.
I do too. And you look as handsome as him because obviously it's working for you, Dr. Nadeem Shanth. He's the world's expert on essential oils, and his book is getting all kinds of awards. Pretty spectacular thing to own if you have the inclination. It's called Healing Civilizations: A Search for Therapeutic Essential Oils and Nutrients. It's a awesome coffee table book, not only for consumers, but for the industry. Anybody in the business needs to have this. He's like the guy. You know, he always got the guy, the girl. Come on back. We'll wrap up the show together, tell you where to find more information about him. Hope you calm down and have less anxiety since you heard the show today. I hope so. That was my job. Come on back.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Catch up with what's happening in celebrity news. Stay up with all the latest gossip. Tune in to What's Up with Wendy every Friday morning at 11 a.m. I'll bring you virtually face-to-face with your favorite celebrities. From feature film and television actors, best-selling authors, sports legends, politicians, and more. I'll talk to anyone who has caught the attention of our media and find out what's really up with them. Don't miss the brightest hour on radio every Friday morning at 11 a.m. on 1490 WGCH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead.
I'm in love with the smells I'm smelling today. Essential oils, today's topic, in answer to my finding that the world has a really big anxiety problem, and it wasn't just my finding. I was sensing it, but then the news came out this week that book sales on anxiety are up, I don't know, a load, and people are realizing they may be experiencing anxiety and they want to do something about it. So I called in the big guns of essential oil and really some solutions. That are working for people, Dr. Nadeem Shaff. It's really been great having you here today. I really enjoy you, and you're so brilliant, and what a life you've created for yourself, and what a legacy you're leaving for the rest of us through your research. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank
Amazing.
You so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Yeah. Healing Civilizations. You've gone all over the world. Just to recap, if you're just tuning in, to put together in a table book that's magnificent, everything that the world has known prior about healing through natural resources. Mm-hmm. Essential oils. You have a factory in Egypt,
mm-hmm.
a plantation,
mm-hmm.
where the girls go out at night under lights because it's a better time of day, and they have a season where they harvest jasmine, which is the aphrodisiac mm-hmm. that goes in. I like that festival. You should have a festival, an aphrodisiac festival.
They
People
they
would show
are
up.
Festive. They have beautiful clothing, and they're singing, and they're having a great time.
Okay, and the good news is there is a huge advance in the world in people seeing how essential oils are, in fact, are helping people with anxiety, with depression, with need to boost up, with all kinds of ailments. And you're here to tell me one last thing about pomegranate. You had this pomegranate.
Yeah.
What's that do?
Well, one of the things we did, of course, we were traveling around the world, and one of the places we stopped at is Greece and Rome. And so we looked at the Greek Empire, really, and Hippocrates, the father of medicine, in 460 A.D., he's the one, by the way, who did the Hippocratic Oath, which says, if you're going to practice medicine, you should do no harm.
Correct.
So that is the Hippocratic Oath. And he also found that in nature there's a remedy for all diseases from the foods and the things that you actually get from nature. So one of the things...
Pretty fascinating,
huh? Pretty fascinating.
The world we live in is about as fascinating as it gets. So real quick, we got 10 seconds. Yeah, what is pomegranate
do? Pomegranate is the peel. If you boil it, you will be using it as an antiseptic. The extract is an emollient for the skin. The bark of the tree is a natural dye. And the fruit, of course, is luscious. And it makes a fantastic drink and has antioxidants in it, ellagic acid. But there's beautiful stories of it, which obviously we won't have time to talk about.
We're done. What is your website?
It's www.healingcivilization.com. And that's the title of my book. And when you get there, you will be able to look up all the information that you want.
Okay, you're going to have to come back another time because we're going to wrap this up. Dr. Nadeem Shaff.
Attention, everyone.
The guy.
It's the Daily
Toast
on the Debbie Nigro Show.
You know, nothing is more memorable than a smell. That's what I want to say as I leave you guys today. And may you have learned something in this show today that heals you all in some way. See you next time, kids.